Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, it's a new day. It's your new day. The dawn has broken, and with it, a new beginning, because I am a God of new beginnings, and I am a God of the second chance. Let go of the shadows of the past. Let go of mistakes, regrets. Let go of the pain. And look forward to the bright future that I have planned for you. Don't fear uncertainty, for I'm the God that never planted anything in a row, and I am with you every step of the way. I'm your guide, your protector, your provider, your comforter, and most importantly, I'm your friend. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the same yesterday, today, and forever. I am your God. I am your Father. And I'm your Savior. I know that sometimes, yeah, you feel overwhelmed, you feel anxious, you feel lost. You may wonder if you're on the right track or if you're making the right decisions or if you're good enough. You might look back and see mistakes, but the mistakes are not in control. Failure is not your future. Missed opportunities are being reconstituted. Broken relationships are being addressed. Shattered dreams are being reformed and reshaped. You may feel like giving up, but don't give up. Don't resign yourself to a mediocre life, settling for less than you were meant to be. I want to tell you something. I'm still the God of redemption. I'm still the God who can take that which was broken and create something beautiful out of the ashes of your disappointments. I'm still the God who can turn your mourning into dancing, your ashes into beauty, your weakness into strength, and your pain into purpose. I'm still the God that loves you unconditionally, who forgives you completely, who accepts you just as you are. I am still the God that has a plan for your life, a plan to prosper you, not to harm you, a plan to give you hope and a future. So child, trust me with all your heart. Don't lean into your own understanding, but acknowledge me in all your ways, and I will make your path straight. I will straighten out that which is crooked, confusing, and misdirecting in your life. Your responsibility, here's your assignment, seek me first. And guess what? All these things will be added unto you. Delight yourself in me, and I will give you the desires of your heart. Be still and know that I am God, for I will speak to you in the silence between your very thoughts. Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Just live one day at a time and let me take care of the rest. Don't compare yourself to others, for everyone has their own unique journey, purpose, and destiny. Don't envy the wicked or the prosperous, for their end is destruction. Be content with what you have, for I will never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I am enough for you. I am more than enough. So rejoice in my new day. Rejoice in the fact that you're alive, that you're loved, that you're forgiven. Others may not forgive you. Others may embrace you, but yet they're not seeing you from the perspective with which I deal with you, for I will bring you into your blessing place. Rejoice in the fact that you have a future, a hope, and a destiny. Others who have different ideas about you, contrary to my plan, that does not affect your outcome. It simply affects their participation in the outcome that I've promised you. Rejoice that you're not alone. Rejoice that I'm with you. Rejoice in the fact that you're free, you're saved, and you're mine. Rejoice in the fact that you're part of my family, my kingdom, and my plan. And he that meddles with you, he that tries to impede your joy, puts his hand on the apple of my eye. So just rejoice that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, and that you have gifts, talents, and abilities from my hand. Rejoice in the fact that I've made you an overcomer, and you can do all things through the Christ who strengthens you. Rejoice in the fact that you are loved with an everlasting love, and nothing can separate you from my love. Rejoice in the fact that you're my child, my delight, and my beloved. Allow my presence to transform your life. Allow my love to heal your wounds, my grace to empower your weakness, my word to guide your steps, my spirit to lead your path. Allow me come into a place of allowance and yieldedness as I make you the person you were meant to be, the person you were created to be, the person I redeemed you to be. Allow me to use you for my glory, for my kingdom and my purposes. Allow me to bless you and to prosper you and to favor you with unmitigated favor. Allow me to make your life into a testimony of my goodness, my power, and my love. Allow me this day to be your everything. For I love you, my child. I always have, and I always will. Now look, this word becomes the predicate of what happens next in your life when you mix this word with some faith. There's a whole lot of ways to do that. And one very important way is by sowing into the fulfillment of this word in your life. Your generosity and your faith to give causes a targeting to take place in my kingdom that says you've put me first in all things and you've laid aside all the skepticism and choose, as 1 Chronicles 20:20 says, not to just to believe the prophecies, but to believe the prophet. For I am here to be the prophet in your life. And the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word like this is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that word to pass in your situation. Act now. Why? Because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this very breakthrough to pass in your situation. Text to give is text PROPHET to 44321. Cash App is $PROPHETICNOW. Zelle, propheticnow@gmail.com. The Father says, I'm here, I'm working, and this is part of me gathering you to myself and positioning you for the jumping off point of a massive breakthrough that you've been waiting for. God bless you. Go to www.fathersheartministry.net. Take advantage of the resources there. And know this, is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, reminding you that the sky isn't falling, the kingdom is coming.